One of the things that we celebrate during Mardi Gras is wearing masks and wearing costumes. Why do they do that? They have groups called crews that gather people together, and they have these great balls. They have parades during Mardi Gras. But in both of those events, people often are in costume and wearing masks. Well, sometimes it feels that if you're wearing a mask, you might be able to do things that you might not be able to do at another time. So I wondered if that might happen for me. If I tried on a mask or a costume, if that would transform me too. There's a box. Leah, could you assist me with the box? Well, actually, why don't you bring the table too? Because there's a lot of stuff in my box. Oh. Let's just see what's in the box. Oh, I think this might work for me. Mask. Whoa, is right. I wonder what it might help me to do. Maybe it might help me find some magical things up my sleeve.
Way up your sleeve.
Look at that. There's more. More. Amazing. How did that happen? Just amazing. Well, and another thing that I think I might be able to do. I see there's something in your ear.
A coin.
There you go. Amazing. Oh, I wonder if I can juggle. I don't know. What do you think? I hope I can. Oh, well, it doesn't work every way. Well, I think I think I saw something else in the box. Sometimes I feel like I'd like to be in charge. And what might help me be in charge is if I were the bishop. Bishop of our church. So I think I have a hat that will transform me into being able to be, something like that.
It's a little bent.
It's a little big for me, I'm afraid. You think I'll grow into it? I know, it's strange.
It worked.
I don't know why my hat is not. There we go. That's better. The transformation into a bishop is not an easy thing for me.
Not for a Unitarian.
But, one of the things that bishops are able to do is that they're able to absolve people of their take confession. So is anyone feeling the need to do that? Needing confession. There's a confession, and I have my magic thing which will absolve you of your
of eating too much. And the other. Oh, okay. We can absolve you of that too. And the other thing that I have is that bishops often give away things. They have prizes sometimes. So I have some. I have some wonderful prizes here too. Games. But let me just say that there is one other thing that I aspire to that I think I might be able to do here. What I think I need to do is to. I've always wanted to be a tenor.
An operatic tenor?
An operatic tenor.
Yeah.
And with a little help from my phone, maybe. Maybe I might be able to do a beautiful tenor solo. Nessun dorma, nessun dorma. Tu pueros et principessa, vesta stanza, guarde la stella. Que fremons amore e disparanza. Ma mio mistero chiuse me, il nome mio salve sopra. No, no, sulla tua bocca la dirò quando la luce splenderà. That's enough of that.
Bravo, Sam. Bravissimo. Good job. Thank you for that. So, if this is your first time coming to our service, you might be wondering, wow, I didn't expect that. If you've been here for a long time, you might be thinking, wow, I didn't expect this. So we're going to do a little something for us all to get into the act. Traditionally, we do a second line here for our Mardi Gras service, which is a kind of a dance. And this morning, we're going to do it in the way of the stroll. Now, some of you might remember from the late 50s, the stroll that people used to do when you'd come up and form lines and come down the aisle in a very slow way with a movement. Some of you might remember Soul Train. We also came down the aisle with a different kind of movement. So what we're going to do is we're going to have people line up on either side along the front and the sides and the back, and I will let people know when they may come down the aisle with their movement. You can come by yourself, you can come with a friend, or you could come in a small group. So you might wonder, ooh, what might this look like if the music comes up and I'm feeling the beat? How I might move down the aisle. Well, you might move like this. You might move like this, like the swim. You might be hokey. You might have a movement all of your own, but the idea is that we will honor each person as they come down the aisle. And we'll do this when I say the word now. We're going to start this and end it by you repeating two things after me. So let's practice that now. So repeat after me. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Aha. Aha. All right, so Matt can hit it. And if you'd like, come to the front or the sides now. All right, everybody. Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Aha!
Thank you.
the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, little Hank Williams. So this is how we do offertory. For those of you who are visiting. Bring this down just a little bit. So the idea of Mardi Gras and where it falls is a planned celebration. A planned event where it doesn't matter what's happening. I'm going to take a break from the world. I'm going to take a break from everything, and I'm going to have fun. I'm going to make that commitment. There's a time to be sorrowful. There's a time to reflect, and there's a time to make yourself have fun. And the idea is that you have to sometimes make yourself do it, because sometimes it just doesn't happen on its own. It's like everybody here today would have been much easier to stay at home and just sit there. But sometimes the work to be happy takes a little bit of effort. So that's the idea of Mardi Gras. So you go out onto the street to the parade, and maybe you don't feel good right away. Maybe you're just pretending. But then the idea of happiness spreads just like a cold. There's something about everybody there with that shared purpose of we're going to have fun today. We're going to bring our kids, and we're going to catch beads, and we're going to eat, you know, bring all our favorite picnic foods. That idea of that commitment that day of we're going to have fun no matter what is the idea behind that. So what I would like to do for us is to have you all kind of sing a song with me that kind of celebrates that. And it's called the Mardi Gras Mambo. Okay, it says Mardi Gras Mamba in the thing, and a mamba is a very poisonous snake. So if you see that, run away. This is a Mardi Gras Mambo, which is a dance. Actually, this is more of a samba, but well, I digress. All right, so I want to teach you your part real quick. So there's going to be a verse, the part I'm going to sing, and then what I'd like you all to sing with me is we're going to sing the Mardi Gras Mambo, Mambo, Mambo. It sounds like this. Would you help me, choir? The Mardi Gras.